How many just need him tonight, want him to come down and show himself strong?
Yes, I need you, Lord, I lift my hands, say, bow my knee, I worship at your throne, say, I need you, Lord.
Sing it again. I need you, Lord. Hands lifted, eyes closed.
I need you, Lord. Right. Can't make it by myself. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right. I lift my hands and I bow my knee and I worship. Yes, I need you, Lord. I need you. Oh, say, I need you, Lord. I need you right now. One more time, you say. Say, I need you, Lord.
Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Just turn around and tell somebody it's good to be in the house of God. And we look for God to move in a special way.
The best thing, one more time. blessing, oh Lord, we say it is the best thing I've ever done.
Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Amen. How many are just glad that they fell in love with Jesus? And how many are glad that Jesus fell in love with us? Amen. He didn't have to go to Calvary for us, but he did. And we're so glad. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn in our Bibles to Psalms 47. Psalms 47. Psalms 47 and verse 1, and when you have it, say amen. It says this, Psalms 47. It says, O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of the earth, sing ye praise with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham, for the shield of earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. And aren't you glad our God is greatly exalted? Does anybody come to give him praise tonight? Does anybody come to give him praise tonight? Amen. 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 As Brother Smiley would come just to open us up in tonight's service. Amen. How many just appreciate Brother Smiley? Amen.
Amen. You know what? I don't know if y'all really come to have church tonight. How many just really come to have church tonight? We got to raise it up just a little bit high. Come on now. Let's just worship the Lord tonight. Come on. I know y'all got all that chicken and all of that rice and all the strange things in you. But we got to create an atmosphere for, amen, worship. This the last service, so we want to just take it just a little bit higher. Come on, let's praise the Lord in this place. Come on, let's praise the Lord in this place. Somebody tell the Lord thank you tonight. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Isn't God good? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on now, come on, let's worship him. Oh, my Heavenly Father, we just come to give you thanks and praise tonight. We pray that you just bless the remainder of the service, Lord. Lord God, we pray that you just move every tired spirit, Lord God. Lord, as we enter into worship, Lord, may we just take it, Lord, just a note higher. Lord, may we set the stage for your word, Father God, and the singing and the praising that'll come afterwards, Lord. Oh, God, we're just here to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name, amen and amen.
Amen. How many just want the Lord to come by? Amen. How many just want the Lord to come by? Amen. Just turn around and tell somebody, say, come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Just put your hands together. Come on now. I say, come by here. Come. I say, come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. I say, come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. I say, come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Now I know there's some tambourines out there, y'all can get them. We're gonna shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph, come by. Come by here, come by here, dear Lord. Lord, we wanna see you. praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord. Somebody's praying, yeah. Somebody's praying. Somebody's worshiping. Somebody, come by here. Somebody's worshiping. Come by here. Somebody's worshiping. Come by here. Oh, yes. Now, come on. Put your hands together. Come on. Take it to church. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Hey, yes, power. There is power. There is power in the blood. Hey, yes. Come on, you say, power. How many know there's power? Let's sing that again. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. Hey. Now listen to this. Hey, let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on, say. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other. Hey, let's bless that wonderful name of. Oh, Jesus. Let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no. There is power. There is power. In the blood of the Lamb. Listen to this. Say, I'm a soul. Got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes on. Are you a soldier? They are a soldier. Now put your hands together. Come on. Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen. Can the church say hallelujah? Hallelujah? Can the church say glory to God? Hallelujah. Amen. Say ain't no rock gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive to glorify, I pray. Say ain't no rock gonna praise in my place. As long as I'm alive, say praise the Lord, praise His name. Say praise the Lord, hey. As long as I'm alive, ain't no tree, ain't no gonna clap in my place, hey. Ain't no tree, hey, yeah. As long as I'm alive, Lord, praise the Lord, praise His name, lift Him up, praise the Lord. Now listen. Ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. As long as I'm alive, glorify. Say, ain't no bird, yeah. Now let's do that again. Ain't no bird. Just the congregation, ain't no bird. Let me hear you again. Ain't no bird. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all mind if I give you one more? Ain't no sickness gonna take away my praise. As long as I'm alive to glorify. Ain't no sickness, say, gonna take away. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise, praise the Lord. As long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, glorify. As long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, glorify, I'll praise His name. Amen. Can the church shout amen? Amen. It sounds like somebody come to have church. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we have Rapture and Faith come at this time to bless us with a special. Amen. As Rapture and Faith would come at this time. Just an announcement. We don't know, but we just had a pair of glasses turned in. So if anybody lost a pair of glasses, one of the ushers will gladly give them to you. A pair of red glasses.
Bless you. Somebody pray for me. Had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Amen. Aren't you glad that somebody took the time out to pray for you? Amen. Amen. To cover you with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. As we have Brother Timothy come at this time to give us a special, Brother Timothy. Amen. We're just so glad that God's mercy and grace, it keeps us day by day. Amen. Amen, Brother Timothy, if you're present.
God bless you. Amen. Don't stop right there. Keep moving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello, David, oh, so small. Goliath, oh, so small. Your God yet to have followed David. So he shook off of his clothes. For with the power of God he was crossed. He said, the battle on that man, I give it to you. Lord is done. Cause the battle on that man, said Lord David. Lord is thine, I'm in your favor. Give it all to you. I knew not what to do, cause I'm so you let me see. You really are alone in, cause I'm not mine. I give it to you, Lord is thine. Now, Lolo David on the foy, before the champ that day, seemed to be the end of David. Just like the giant and the Lord he slew. Oh, the giant shall come down to. He said, the battle not mine, I give it to you. Lord is thine. Oh, the battle not mine, said Lord of David. Lord is thine, I'm in your favor. Give it all to you. I knew not what to do, cause I'm so glad you let me see. David is the dog. Goliath, oh, so small. Sweet victory has won for little David. Cause he gave the battle to one. Believe he can get nothing done. He said, the battle is mine. I give it to you. Long is done. Cause the battle not mine. Said, little David. What is I'm so good, you let me stay. You really are running, cause the battle not mine. I leave it to you, Lord is there. Cause the battle not mine, I give it to you, Lord is there. Now Lord of David on the foy, before the giant he stood that day, seemed to be the end for Lord of David. It's like the giant and the bear he slew. Oh, the giant shall come down to. He said, the battle that man, I give it to you. Lord is there. Cause the battle that man said, Lord, Lord is there. I'm in your favor. I give it all to you. And you know what to do. Oh, I'm so glad you let me see. Oh, you. Oh, yeah, the battle. for me.
Aren't you glad that God has already given you the battle? You don't even have to fight it anymore. You can praise God. You can worship God. You can give Him songs and dance and everything. Why? Because God is good and all the times God is good. Amen.
Say, I've had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Rage will confuse the enemy. I've had my share of ups and times when there was no one. God came and spoke these words to me. Your rage will confuse the enemy. I started singing, I started clapping, I started dancing, the people were laughing. See, they knew my problems, and they knew my pain, but I knew. So I started singing, and I started dancing. People were, they knew my problems, they knew my pain, but I knew. That's why I praise Him in. When things are right and when things are praise, that He's given me, in me, a second. That's why you gotta learn to praise God in advance. That's why I praise Him with my hands. Praise Him with my hands. That's why I just shout all over the devil's head. Because He's given me a second chance. That's why I praise. I've had my share of us. Let me hear y'all. I don't know if you ever been like that, but I came and spoke these words to me. Your praise, you. I started singing, started clapping, I started dancing. People were, hey, they knew my pain, but I knew. That's why I praise Him with my hands. That's why I praise Him with. He's given me. Say, He's given me. He's given me. Say, He's given me. How many of God? Giving you a second chance, and He's giving me a second. One more time, He's giving me.
Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Hey, yes. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his presence. The Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. Amen. You may be seated. Surely the presence. As we were just prepared for tonight's tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your truly presence, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for coming down, Lord, showing yourself mighty in your people, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, God, as we lift this offering, Lord, Lord, we just want to ask you to bless it, Lord. Heavenly Father, there are many things, Lord, that we could be doing tonight, Lord. Lord, but we choose to lift up your name. Lord, you say if you be lifted up from the earth, Lord, you will draw all men unto you. Lord, we just helping you. We just want you to draw us, Lord. Draw all of our families and our friends and everyone, Lord. We wish that no one should perish, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we lift this offering, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord, that you be used, Heavenly Father, for the betterment of your kingdom, Lord, to draw men unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
See, I can feel the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord. Surely, oh, surely,
as Brother Michael and Sister Ruthie come at this time,
of the Lord is in this place, I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I see glory on each face.
Oh,
Amen. How many have decided in their mind that I'm going to praise the Lord? No matter what tomorrow brings or what it has in store, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Let's just give God a one more hand clap of praise. Amen. Sister Belton, as you would come at this time, Sister Belton, to bless us with our last special.
My soul is no longer in the prison of darkness. The word for my day has loosened those chains. My soul has been enlightened by the power of Jehovah, and I am so glad that my Lord has shined his light on me. Oh, I'm a prisoner for Christ, and I'm an oddball to this old world. Yes, my soul is resting on the promises of my God. He has made me aware that I'm the purpose for Calvary. I have always been a part. My soul
Come from and where you're going. Amen. Amen. As we will all stand at this time, as Brother Jack prepares to come forth. Amen. We're just worshiping and praising his name. Amen. And everyone know, is everyone ready for the word? Amen. 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 We're just going to sing this song as we bring Brother Jack to the platform. It's a new day. A fresh anointing that is flowing my way. Say it's a new season, it's coming to me. Come on up, lift your voice and say it's a new season. Yes, it is. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is flowing my way. Oh, it's a season of power and authority. Yeah. You believe that? Oh, it's a new season. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fresh anointing flowing my way. A season of power. Together. Come on, clap those hands. Everybody say it's a new. Yeah. Oh, a fresh anointing. Well, well, well. A season of power and authority. Everybody say, it's a new, day. Yes, it is. A fresh anointing, yeah, yeah. It's coming my way. A season of power and authority. Whoa. Coming to me, it's a new.
on, clap those hands for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, I believe it, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brother Caleb made this announcement a little earlier. We have a pair of glasses that were lost, and we also have a case there in the back as well. I'm not sure, but my wife is holding up the case in the back. If anybody misplaced this, anybody knows who it is, please see us, and we'll make sure you get that after service. We want to welcome you all, amen, to our final service this weekend. We have had a wonderful time in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Friday night, our precious brother Michael Dinty here. Amen. He's a pastor there in Canada, and he preached for us. Amen. The revelation of worship. And just really opened the services off with that. And what a wonderful time we had. Just a wonderful atmosphere here. Amen. On Friday night. And my, it was just beautiful. We thank God for that. And atmosphere was set for last night. We had a concert here. And I shouldn't call it a concert. I get those words all messed up. But it was a worship experience. Amen. A true worship experience. And the Spirit of the Lord just really, really just met us here on last night. And we thank God for Pastor Jason Caprietta, who had to leave this morning to go back to be with the church there in Canada. But we thank God for him. And he just ran the concert last night. And we just had a great time. Amen. We had a great time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this morning, our precious brother Belton, who ministered to our hearts, amen. We appreciate the word of God that came fresh from God's, amen, God's thoughts to our thoughts. Hallelujah. Understanding the vision. And tonight, he'll be coming back and just finishing his thought. And just God has been good to us this weekend. God has been real good. We want to thank all the pastors who've come. Brother Wesco was in Texas, amen, but he made it back, and we thank God for him being here tonight, him and Sister Wesco and the saints from Rapture and Faith Tabernacle. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just appreciate everybody that has come to be a part of these services, but we don't want to prolong the time. We want our precious brother David Belton to come and just speak as the Lord has placed it in his heart, and we want him to just take his liberty. Amen. Now, y'all don't rush the preacher. Y'all say amen to the word. Somebody still need to be delivered. Somebody still need to be set free. And it's going to take the word of God to make that happen. The Bible says ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. So we want to hear the truth of God's word tonight. And I believe tonight he'll move upon, amen, our expectations. Amen. Let's do that song that we did this morning to bring him up. You're Alpha and Omega. Every hand lifted, every eye closed. As we sing this and we welcome our precious brother David Belton, amen, to the pulpit. And Omega, we worship you, our Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha, yes you are, and oh, oh, we worship you, we worship you, our Lord, for you are worthy to. Come on, we give you all the glory. Everybody lift those voices. We give you all the glory. We worship, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, lift those voices. Hey, we give you all. Hey.
is the living God. It's already been testified that no one was worthy, but the Lamb was found worthy. So we're thankful tonight, amen, because of the Lamb, because of the purchasing power, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Let us all bow. Dear God, truly, you're worthy to be praised. Lord God, we thank and praise you for all things, Lord. Lord, we appreciate your amazing grace. Lord, we thank you for our brother Jack Duff, Lord, as you continue to bless him, he and his wife and family, and the saints here of like precious faith, Lord. We pray for all the ministering brothers here, all the pastors, their families, every family that's represented here. Lord, we pray for our folks back home. And as you instructed us in your word to be in perseverance and prayer and supplication for all saints around the world. And Lord, we just give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for all things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not to keep you standing long as we enter into the word of the Lord in Proverbs 29. Amen. We appreciate all the hospitality, amen, that's been given from you all. We thank God for all things. We thank God for the worship on last night. Amen. We missed our brother Michael there on Friday, but we heard it was, brother Jason told me, said it was powerful. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for his grace and for speaking to our hearts, for giving us fresh manna. Amen. Amen. To feed our thirsty soul. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, in Hebrew, as we said this morning, it reads like this. Where there is no redemptive revelation, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Lord, we've read your precious words, Lord, and we just pray that you send the inspiration, because we are told in your word that the inspiration comes from the Almighty. And holy men of God, they were moved by the Holy Ghost as they wrote the word. And Lord, we just pray that that same spirit, the Holy Ghost, may come and bring the interpretation. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated and say, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And we see the law today is the word of God. Amen. Amen. And bless his wonderful name. You know, I greet my friend back there, my old time friend, Brother Wesco. God bless him. Amen. Amen. Praise the living God. Amen. So as we continue to look into the word of God, as this morning we were sharing, understanding the vision. But now, to understand the vision, there's a fact to understanding the vision. In other words, there are results. There are manifestations when the vision is truly understood. Praise the Lord. When the vision is truly quickened in your heart, it brings forth a manifestation. Amen. Hey, man. Because remember, Christ is that vision. Hey, man. Praise the living God. It's already written in the word. All the prophets moved by vision. And as we said this morning, they had to enter into a certain channel, a certain realm, to pick up God's vision. Television was only it's only a natural of what's real. There's always a negative to show a positive. And scientists only prove that God's word is right. Hey, man. That's the word of God. So as we continue to look tonight in this vision, because this vision, when you understand this vision, it gives you, as we said, it gives you, amen, thank you. It gives you confidence. It gives you assurance.
It gives you joy. It gives you peace. Hey, man. In the heart. Hey, man. Praise the Lord. Oh, it drives away all fear. Hey, man. Regardless of what's coming upon the earth. The recession would move you. Amen. Because according to the word of the Lord, when there was darkness all over the world, there was light in Goshen. Praise the Lord. There's always light in Goshen. Hey, man. In other words, he's Jehovah Jireh. He still provides for his own. Praise the living God. And we don't fear because of things that are happening upon this earth. How many people in last week, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many people in last week called your pastor on last Saturday after 6 o'clock to see if he was still here? You see? If you did, check your experience. Because he was saying that the rapture was going to take place. See? How many say, well, sister, I want to call you. I just called to check on you. Do you need anything? Did you really call him for that? Or did you have a little doubt in your mind? You see? That shook the world. That went around the world. Over 2 million people was deceived. Lord have mercy. I hope it didn't shook you. But I hope it caused you to examine yourself. Because we must be ready. Amen. For a rapture. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are already caught up in the mystery. Praise the Lord. The mysteries call our name. The mysteries of God came down from heaven as the word of God. To call our name. Amen. To show us our vision. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his wonderful name. So what do we see? What do we see? According to history, we know that every revival, as they went forth, they began to write new songs. Now, as we enter into this tonight, we will see what this vision causes us to do. To see how this vision, when you get an understanding of it, how it causes us to act. Amen? Because revelation to a true believer can never be overemphasized. I'm quoting. Amen? See, we must create the right atmosphere. We sung the song, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Do you truly believe that? According to the word of God, he promised, amen, wherever two or three are gathered, I'm in your midst. He promised the angels of the Lord God encamp round about them that fear him, that respects him, that gives him reverence. He promised that the angels of God are commissioned to go home with you, to protect you. The Lord Jesus Christ began to tell them when they were out to crucify him, he said, I can call more than 12 legions of angels if I want to. He said, but my kingdom is not from hence. Now, according to the Romans, one legion is from 3,000 to 6,000. But the Lord Jesus said, I can call more than 12 legions. And the scripture tells us, we believe in the word of God, walking in the word. He said, one of you can cause 1,000 demons to flee. And two of you can cause 10,000. So we ought to be chasing demons all out of here. Out of your home, amen. Wherever, praise the living God. It's the word of God. You know, and when they begin to write songs, they wrote songs of victory, songs of deliverance, songs of praises, songs of worship. You know why? Because they enter into a channel. And keep in mind, as we said this morning, to enter into that channel, you must first be born again. And Peter's great sermon said, repent, turn around. Praise the Lord. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Your sins will be remitted. Amen. Remember in Acts 19, they asked Paul finding certain disciples come up at the upper coast of Ephesus. He asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe the message? Since you believe God sent a prophet? Since you believe, the message of the hour, have you received the Holy Ghost? See, it's not when you believe, but have you received it since you believe? Because God is looking for evidence. I said, God is looking for evidence. When I see the life on display, not just to talk about the message or talk about the token, but the message of the hour is to apply the token. Hey, amen. The lamb is for the home. Amen. I said the lamb is for the home. See, we're talking about creating the right atmosphere in your home. You know, we had a gift card, Brother Jack, probably about maybe a, I think it was a value of $50 or $100 gift card. And we were speaking to a mixed audience. It was about 300 to 400 people. And I asked them a question. I said, how many, if anyone in here, all the marriage couples, you don't have to raise your hand now, but I asked them this question. I said, all you spouses that are in here, I said, if you never had a disagreement with your spouse, come and get this gift card. So if you never had any disagreement with your spouse, this gift card is yours. I looked at the pastor. He just looked. I looked at the other ministers. They just looked. Looked all over. It was just quiet. I said, you mean I have to leave here with this gift card? You see? It shows that we all need a Savior. Hey, amen. We all need the nature of God. Hey, amen. Praise the Lord. That's why he sent his word. We must understand the vision. Praise the Lord. And when we understand the vision, it brings the body, it's quickening the heart, brings the body and the spirit subject to the word of God. It connects us. It connects us to God. Remember in the natural, what it does. Television catch what's there. Because the crystal is in there to pick up that dimension and make it plain that you can see a clear picture. How much more you? Remember the Lord Jesus Christ told them in St. John 8:37. He told them the word, his word had no place in them. See, they didn't have what it took to pick up that channel. See, it must be in you to pick up that channel. Praise the Lord. That channel of God. Now, we've often heard it. The prophet said, when you recognize this message to be eager food, you leap the dead thing. You heard from your theophany. Hey, man. You heard from that light body that Einstein couldn't really explain. You heard from that word body. That light body. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Amen? That light that follows you around. That's why the prophet told us one day that light is going to pick you up one day. Praise the Lord. Your theophany is going to pick you up one day. And we'll be glorified. But you must understand the vision. You must be caught up in the vision. See, these five inlets to the flesh, see, taste, hear, smell, touch, cannot contact God. Those five inlets to the spirit, imagination, conscious reasoning, affection, and emotions, cannot contact God. But it takes something down on the inside. Amen. to get in contact with God. Amen. That's the only way you truly can hear from God. You must be in that channel. That woman that had the issues of blood, she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. She touched him. And we have not an high priest that cannot be touched. He can be touched by faith in the promised word. You can touch him tonight. He's the great high priest. I said, whatever you stand in need of, you can touch him tonight. Praise the Lord. If you want hands laid on, praise the Lord, you can have hands laid on. Because it's proven that, scientists prove that light travels from a minister sincere praying under the anointing. Light leaves that body and enters into that individual. Not just a minister, but any son and daughter. You can lay hands on the, amen. But then we have a promise that, amen, we can speak the word into the flesh like lightning. While Peter yet spake the words, the Holy Ghost fell. So wherever your faith is tonight, you can receive from God. Amen. Praise the living God. There's no case too hard, as we say it before. That's right, but we must enter in. Praise the Lord. These different ones, they entered in their day and time for what God had given them in their time. But now God wants us to enter in. We must bring forth the manifestation. Praise the living God. So what happened? We heard from our theophany. I'm going to try to follow some notes tonight. You know how it is with notes. I never get to my notes, but let me just say something. It's the atmosphere that brings the miracles and oneness and powers of God among the people. It's the atmosphere of the people. And when people get to a place when reasoning and wondering and stewing and thinking and all tore up, don't know where they do stand, half of them not even strictly taught. But how can you expect the atmosphere to be right? You can't do it. It won't be right. It's got to be in one accord, one place, sat around with one motive and one thing. Then you're going to see something happen. Amen. Don't you want to see something happen? And we talked about today, to enter in that channel, you must have a forgiving heart. I said, to enter in that channel, you must have a forgiving heart. Because faith, forgiveness is the foundation of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember the man that owed his Lord 10,000 talents? Now, here's God in numbers again. Now, 10,000 talents is equal to 60 million denarius. It's also equal to around $10 million. Right. Search it out. So he owed his Lord around $10 million. And he said, I'll pay you all. He fell to his knees. And his Lord knew that he didn't have the money. Everything he owned didn't add up to nowhere to that. So he knew he was lying anyway. He paid a debt. He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone, amen, to wash my sins away. Amen. So if you pray that kind of prayer to God, you're lying. We couldn't pay it. But yet, his Lord forgave him all the debt. But yet now, look what happened. The man that owed him about $16 to $20, that's what it equal to, about $20. Now, he was just forgiven of $10 million. But yet, this guy owed him about $20. When you have a revelation of forgiveness that God has forgiven you, you'll forgive others. See, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the merciful shall obtain mercy. It's grace for grace. If you have a revelation of God's, the grace of God in your life, you won't look down on the next person. You will pray for them. Amen. You wouldn't look down on the sinner. You wouldn't look down on the drunkard. You wouldn't look down on the street woman. But you'll pray for them. You'll cry for their soul. Amen. You shouldn't want anybody to go to hell. regardless how they treat you, regardless what they do to you. Amen? You shouldn't desire for anyone to go to hell. That's why God is molding the character. We're talking about the vision. We're talking about the effects of the vision. See? Not an intellectual conception, but the vision cooking in the heart. Amen. It'll give you a burden for lost souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if he had a true revelation, he'd say, oh, don't even worry about it. $20, don't even worry about it. You don't have to tell him what just happened to him. But don't even worry about it. But he didn't have true, he didn't have a revelation of true forgiveness. And that's why he was hard on him. He jacked him up in the collar, he choked him and threw him in jail for $20. My, my, my. You see? We're talking about understanding the vision and the effects of the vision. The effects of their vision will cause a tuxedo suit to hug up your overalls and say, praise the Lord, my brother. Amen. It will cause a silk-colored dress to take a calico-colored dress and say, praise the Lord, my sister. Amen. That's what the true revelation of the vision does. That's the effects of the vision. Praise the Lord. You know, I have great respect for a lot of our senior brothers in the Lord. You know, Brother Ed Biscoe, Brother Joseph Coleman, Brother Perry Green. You know, even Brother Branham's sons. Many people labor here and labor there. I don't have time to labor anyone. God didn't call me to labor anyone. He called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. So I have respect for those brethren. They all did their part. See? But it's time to move on up the road. Hey, man, I said it's time to move on up the road. It's time to set an example. Hey, man, a true example. And Christ is our example. Hey, man. It's time out for everything else. Saying who's going and who's not. That's not our place. That's God's place. You don't know who's going. You don't know who's not going. You ought to thank God that you're going. Amen. That's what it's all about. We're talking about the vision of God. The Lord Jesus didn't look down on anyone. Even the rich young ruler, he loved him. Even he knew who Judas was. But he didn't call Judas a serpent seed. He didn't go around telling the disciples, watch Judas, he's a serpent seed. He didn't do that. Amen. He laid the word out. Because he knew the word before it lay. Amen. That's what it's all about. Christ in you. We're talking about a manifestation of God. Amen. That's what we're talking about. It's the atmosphere you create. If you're hanging around a bunch of gossipers, you better separate. If you're hanging around a bunch of backbiters, separate. God is real. Keep your garments clean. It's the washing of the water by the word. If you ran a group that's talking against the pastor, get away from them. You respect that office. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise the living God. Well, see, a mature, when you come to maturity, maturity builds up. Maturity edifies. Immaturity tears down. See? That's what happens. Praise the Lord. See, an eagle don't have time for that. An eagle flying to heaven. That chipmunk is down there, chatter, 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 chatter. See? But that eagle is soaring so high. Hallelujah. He's tapped into the unlimited resources, Brother Wesco. Amen. That with God, all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Do you believe that? Yeah. The Lord Jesus, the Bible said, with God, all things are possible. But the Lord Jesus Christ came and said, with you, all things are possible. If you believe, Do you believe? With you, all things are possible. Why? Because we are understanding the redemptive revelation, the vision. And what the vision does, the vision shows us that we are going back to Genesis 1:26. Back into the image of God. Back into the created power. See, the first six seals restored us back to the original seed, back to what was lost from the day of Pentecost. But our prophet taught us an invisible union 2 weeks before he went off the scene. He said the word that fell on the day of Pentecost would not work for today. He said we have something different. So the first six seals restored us back. But the seventh did something different. See, the Lord Jesus Christ took water and turned to wine. He took bread and fish and he multiplied. He cursed the fig tree. He spoke to the storm. But he, in his own life then, he held back the seventh seal. But in this end time, where there was no squirrels, let there be. In other words, the seventh seal brought forth creative power. I said the seventh seal brought forth creative power. They didn't use creative power from the book of Acts on. Search it. They did not create. God held it back. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Luther went forth worshiping. I love the worship. I love to sing. I love to praise his holy name. Luther went forth in justification. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never faileth. See, it's not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing. Ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. But then, they came on. They moved to sanctification. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, here. My home, but cry, amen. While on others thou art called, holy, oh, do not pass me by, amen. And then the Pentecostals begin to say, one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say, I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And then what happened? Down from his glory, ever-living story. When the seals was open, the prophet said, I want two songs I want to hear. I want to hear how great thou art. Hey, because the God is so great, came so simple. Hey, man, stepped in a body. And showed us the vision. And let us know we must be connected to that channel. Hey, man, let us know this message connects us to that channel. To see and understand the vision. Praise the Lord. That's what he was doing. God used the prophet to connect us with the vision. And remember, the vision is Christ. As we said in Habakkuk 2, Habakkuk called it. But Paul came and took the it. In Hebrews 10:37 from Habakkuk 2 and call it he, which is Christ. He that shall come will come. The word said, though it tarry, that means if it tarry. Wait, because remember, at midnight the cry was made. At midnight a shout went out. All the virgins arose. Now, virgins represent clean living people, not defiled by doctrine. Amos said in the last days, Amos prophesied in Amos 8, there will be a famine in the land. not for bread or water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Many shall run from sea to sea, from the north even into the east, from one church to the next, from one state to the next, from one country to the next, seeking the word of the Lord. He shall not find it. He said, many fair virgins and young men shall faint of thirst. You see? But praise the Lord for his grace. So what happened? He sung down from his glory. And then we love that last verse. Without reluctance. Amen? Say, he took a substance, the flesh and blood. I can't sing it right now. Without reluctance, flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice on Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Hey, man, aren't you glad? He's the great I am. That's why he was sacrificed on Calvary. Now, keep in mind, why was he sacrificed on Calvary? His purpose was not only that we understand the vision, not only that we be affected by the vision, but that we walk in the vision. Because why? He made it where he said, I will make a new covenant with my people. Not as I did with the children of Israel. I wrote my law on the tables of stone, the Ten Commandments. But he said, I will write my law in their minds and in their heart. And when the word, the Holy Ghost come and quicken it, how can you not see and understand the vision? That was his purpose, for every individual to have that contact. That's the hardest thing there is to do. That is to get people in that atmosphere. The atmosphere of worship, the atmosphere of believing. Any person that ever come into that atmosphere one time would never be satisfied nowhere else. That's all it takes, one time. Amen? A conversion of the heart that's changed you and brought you into another realm. Abraham seek the city whose builder and maker was God. See? And we must, what happened? In other words, he's saying the new birth, it takes us into another realm. It takes us into that realm of the unknown. That realm that scientists don't quite understand. They don't understand. They have the natural application. Now, what is it? Christ coming to his body. Christ is the word. We all know the anointing is Christ. That comes on the word that makes the word live. That's why Jeremiah said the word of the Lord in my heart. It's like fire shut up in my bones. In other words, he said, I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. That's the only way you can have that burning of the Holy Ghost. Because the word is the fuel. The word is the fuel. The spirit is the spark. The spirit is the fire that burns on the word. That's why the word must be in your heart. Hey, man, that's why he promised by his spirit, I will write my law, my words in your heart. Because when I send the fire, tell how you've been lit. Praise the Lord. If you can't tell anything else, the prophet said, tell how you was lit. Amen? Once you're lit, you can't let no carbon build up. See? No hatred, no malice, no envy, no strife. You got to keep the fire burning. Hey, man. Keep your lamps trim. Praise the living God. That is the anointing. Christ is the anointing. The spirit that comes upon the word. That spirit, the word to make it live. Now, the word is in your heart. You believe in divine healing, whatever more, see? And Christ, the anointing, coming to his body. See the connection there? You see? Once you recognize the word for your day, it's quickened in your heart, It connects you.
The
crystal is in you.
Amen.
And the crystal connects you. You know, the devil is so deceptive. What other time you ever known that they were actually paying so much money to help those that are caught up in television purchase the little device to get updated? You don't have to raise your hand, but I don't have time for television. Not that television, because it's too much TLLA vision in the word. Because that other television is demanding. It's very demanding. If you watch one show, you can't wait till the next day. And some of you may be addicted on that. Shame on you. And you have no time to pray. You take no time to study the word. And you saying you have an atmosphere created to go in the rapture? I want to tell you, you're caught up in the wrong vision. That's Satan's vision. You can't even find a decent movie today, a DVD movie, with all kind of language. And then one time when it was PG-13, it was no vile language on it. But now it's terrible. You hesitate. Even when you say something when it's about Christian video, you still hesitate. It's the truth. All the tables, brother, full of vomit. It's terrible. It is terrible. You have to keep fast forwarding. I threw so many DVDs away, I threw them in the trash. Throw them in the trash. Matter of fact, I break them up and throw them in the trash. I don't even give them away to a sinner. Why would I want to feed them garbage? But I break it up so nobody could get it. If they dig it in the trash, they still can't use it. Hey, man. Praise the Lord. Christ the anointing coming to his body. See the connection there? Just like husband and wife become one. Isn't that what the vision is doing? The prophet was the best man for this day. To introduce us to Christ. Amen. Invisible unit of the bride. Thus saith the Lord. The move is on now for the bride. Amen. That's the word of God. See, many are looking for a tent revival. The tent is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the tent. The revival in you. The revival in me. That's the revival. Praise the Lord. That's the real revival. Christ in you. Prophet took the rapture message when he preached it. He took Psalm 27. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He went on to say, though an host encamp against me, yet will I be confident. Why? Because they are more with us than with them. We have the heaven, the heavenly hosts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Christ is here. Entered another dimension. Right here among us. He sees all things. He's omniscient. He knows all things. Christ, the anointing, coming in his body, see the connection there, that just like husband and wife become one. Now the church has got to get to the ministry until the church and Christ become one. He can anoint you for every blessing that's in the Bible. All of it is yours. Not part of it, all of it is yours. That's our inheritance. We have redemptive rights. My. I want you to take this and apply it. Amen. See, the children of Israel, that's why they were so effective at one time during the reign, during the era of Nehemiah and Ezra. They took what was being said and they applied it. And then they was beginning to be called a people of the book. Because they applied. They took time and they applied. They prayed. We must apply the token. That's when it's effective. That's when it, praise the Lord. Until the church and Christ become one, he can anoint you for every blessing that's in the Bible. All of it is yours. Everything that's promised of this age is yours. That's where we're at. I just have a few more to read. This laying a foundation and going to move on out of here real quick. I hear the testimonies of the old-fashioned Pentecostals, how they had prayer meetings all night long. Our fathers and mothers, 40, 50 years ago, pray all night long. The people hated them on the street. And we think today if everybody don't pat us on the shoulder, well, there's something wrong with us. It's time to take off all the diapers. It's time to throw away all the pacifiers. Right? It's time to throw away all the pull-ups. It's time to grow up. You should need to call the pastor and ask him, shall you go check your mailbox? You understand what I'm saying? You understand? God wants you to do something. Don't depend on the pastor for everything. You know what I'm saying? God wants you to rise up. We know there's a balance. Praise the Lord. But some of us don't want to do anything. The pastor needs some time, too, with his wife and family. I'm not saying that for me. We just have a small group. But God knows why I say it. I don't know. We think today if everybody don't pat us on the shoulder, why there's something wrong with us. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you. He was despised and rejected of men. And we are his image. Amen. So if he was despised and rejected of men, and we are coming in his image, we are his image, then don't expect something different. What they said about insanity? If you walking in the word like Christ did, don't expect something different. It shows a little insanity there. He was despised and rejected of men, and we're his image. Amen. What we need today is some real, genuine prayer meetings. Some cleaning up. All the way from the pulpit to the janitor. The whole house to be cleaned up of God. Beat up. Reflect the image of the beater. Now, he don't beat like some preachers beat. That's not the beating he does. He sent his word. And it soothes and it cuts and it heals. The gospel preached in the power of the resurrection of Christ. That's right. He's from the pulpit to the janitor. And there's no great one among us except the Holy Ghost. He said, all shall know me. All shall know me. Every son and daughter of God shall know him. To know him is life. To know him is to have that union with him. That invisible union. Because the eternal spirit, the invisible God. Praise the Lord. Elohim. Before he was God, he was Elohim. Self-existing. Always was. Never had a beginning. Never had an ending. But Elohim, the invisible God, gave birth to Logos, that pillar of fire. And through Logos, all things were created. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ was able to tell them, before Abraham was, I am. In other words, before I came down in this flesh, to live in this flesh, I was there in the Logos form. Praise the living God. The Lord Christ is called, Christ now is called the firstborn of every creature. Now that's not 2,000 years ago. The firstborn of every creature was there, back there. That light before, amen, the heaven and earth were created. I was there. According to, amen, the scripture, Proverbs 28 and 22. But then now, we must see the vision that if Christ was there, we had to be there. See, the only way you can have eternal life, you have to have a life that never did start. And that's Zoe, God's own life. Praise the Lord. You love the vision. Let's go on. I'm going to read a few more. Notice you can't make yourself anything different from what God intended you to be. Anything else is an impersonation. Therefore, if your conversion is only because you're trying to hide behind something or trying to make yourself a better person, you're only playing the part of a hypocrite. Until Christ has actually come to your life and changed you and brought you into an atmosphere, that's the difference of it. That's the reason we go through so many different forms and saying they have to do this. But Jesus said, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. Not in make-believe. It's absolutely something that's happened. A conversion of the heart. Hey, man. That's changed you and brought you into another realm. You see what's happening? That other realm is connecting you with the vision. That's what's happening. Men misunderstood Christians. Women, men, boys and girls that misunderstood who lived in those places. You're going to be misunderstood, in other words. Once you get in contact, connection with God, you're going to be misunderstood by people. Men, women, and children, you all, you'll be misunderstood. Because it's contrary to natural run of life among people of the world. And I'm sure we all want to live in that atmosphere. Don't you want to live in that atmosphere? Regardless of the persecution, regardless of the trials, I want to live in that atmosphere. Because one day I know he's coming to catch me away. It reminds me of churches today. Sometimes we can be the most prettiest church. We got to have the best and all else. Big congregation. Mayor of the city, you know, all these things. But if they haven't been in contact with the new birth, with the male, Christ, see? The male, Christ. Notice through seven church ages, it made up the feminine. But at the end time, what happened? A son of man revealing the son of man. The male carries the hemoglobin. I believe it's biology, maybe. But the male carries the hemoglobin. So Christ, the male, Christ had to come down. Hey, man. And pregnated the seed. Aren't you glad? That's what makes the connection. You've got a nest full of rotten eggs if it's not. In other words, if Christ don't come in the power of the Holy Ghost and quicken the word in you, you have a mess full of rotten eggs. Prophet interpreted. A seed is a germatized egg. In other words, Christ the male have to come and quicken the seed to be germatized. Aren't you glad? Pregnated by God's Spirit. Amen. Praise the living God. They'll lay there and rot if that don't happen. Every one of them. What we need today is a good old-fashioned nest cleaning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've got to come in contact with Jesus Christ. His life, amen, he's the one. No man can do this. Christ is the one. You've got to come in contact with him, the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we come in contact with him? As we said earlier, Peter gave the description. Now, one time, as the prophet taught, he said, evidence of the Holy Ghost, love, meekness, joy, patience, gentleness, long-suffering. Then he began to say, at one time, he even said the gifts of the Spirit. But as he progressed, you say, you mean the prophet had a progressive revelation? He sure did. He was a man of like passion, and he had a progressive revelation. At one time, he did not even understand the serpent seed.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
But then he went on to say, evidence of the Holy Ghost, love. He said, I used to believe and say that the evidence of the Holy Ghost was love. He said, one day the Lord in a vision. The Lord in a vision. Straighten me out on that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, but the evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the word for your day. Praise the Lord. He said, have a clear understanding. Future home. He also said the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He says, a soul travail. Praise the Lord. Seal them. All those that are sighing and crying. All those that are crying out for the lost soul. All those that are crying out for the abomination that's done among the message of the hour. See of those. But those that are at ease, those that are comfortable with all those deceiving things that are happening among us, send the slaughter weapon. Because remember, the last plague that hit the church is spiritual death. And the church is to call out once. The church heard the shout. The church heard the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. But God is calling a bride out of a church. Keep in mind now, I say it again. The church heard the message of the hour. The church heard the shout. But God is calling a bride out of the church. Amen. That's what he's doing. Many are claiming I'm in the message. That's not good enough. It's the message in you. It's Christ. Christ is the message. Christ is the word. He's the anointed word. Amen. And the revelation of the anointed word of God, it gives you all authority over every devil, every sickness, every circumstance, every condition. Amen. It gives you creative power. It's Christ in you. That's what. Receive your inheritance. Receive your full inheritance. It's the redemptive vision. It's Christ taking over you. It's the Spirit of God living in you. That's the new covenant. That's the blood covenant. You belong to Christ. You are purchased by the blood. You got to see it that way. Don't let no devil hold you back. Rise up and claim your inheritance. That's what it is. We should be driving devils away. That's right. We should be causing devils to bump into one another, running away. That's the truth. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Jack Duff, I know. Smiley, I know. Austin, I know. Wesco, I know. But what about you? Every, not just brothers, not just ministers, not just deacons, but you brothers and you sisters. Every one of you. The devil cannot penetrate through the blood. See? When I see the life, the manifestation of the word, Christ in you, no demon can defeat you. I said, no devil can defeat you. Praise the Lord. Hey, man. We living too long in the privilege. Those little things, we should kick them aside. Say, devil, get away. Those things, we know we can. It don't even faze us. But yet we let it get to us. See? Love conquers all things. Love is the greatest force on earth. Amen? Love conquered the killer bull. Praise the Lord. Love brings creative power. That's the truth now. Because love is Christ. Love is God. And it brings creative power. And when divine love is projective, sovereign grace will take over. You don't have to beat anybody across the head with the word. Maybe you wives beat your husband, or your husbands beat your wives. I had one guy when I worked at this company. His wife was actually beating him so that she pay him child support. There's something out there. It's perverted. But we have something. We have something here. We say this is the greatest thing that ever struck the earth. But what are you doing with it? You say, well, I'm waiting. I'm waiting until the seventh thunder utter his voice to that little group. It should be uttered now. Hey, man, it's uttered. Amen. Amen? See, the seven thunders. See, sometimes people say, well, it's a scarecrow. The scarecrows are there to scare away the crows. But there's real corn in the field. The word of God is real. This is the prophet's message. This is no one-man message. The one man is already gone. The spirit, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, that was the prophet, manifested in this day. But now, and that's one of the evidence, God will lead you in all truth. That's evidence of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost loved the word. The Holy Ghost loved to come to church. So if there's a spirit in you that don't like to come to church, be careful. You shouldn't wait till the doors be open. Because the love of God is in your heart. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our hearts. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen? So love said, before the doctors touch her, let the tumor be gone. But some husbands may say, that's God got a curse on you for disrespecting me. You see? You say, that's the love of Christ. Do you want your wife to suffer? I don't want my wife to suffer, even if she mistreat me. Even if she say the wrong thing, I don't want her to suffer. You see? But, that's why now, you see, when more than that going to happen, because see, that's not the spirit of Christ. But before the doctors touch her, let the tumor be gone. Amen. The couple on the front row cutting up. If you said death, I'll pack them out of here. But in his heart, he said, Lord, I forgive you. See there? That's where the power lies, in forgiveness. Amen. The maniac came. The maniac walked up, not just spit in his face, but say it like it is. He hawk spit in his face. Well, you'd have had him locked up for life. What you'd have done? But because you've challenged the Son of God, he fell to the floor. But he had mercy upon him. You see what the bride cries? She don't cry vengeance. She cries mercy. And we said, see, the true vision, that's what it does. The true vision set us all in place, set us all in order to love our brothers and our sisters. Now, loving our brothers and sisters is not compromising with sin. You see, love is also correcting. But love, pray for them. Love don't go around and say, you know, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so did that, and so-and-so did this and that. We're talking about Christ. We're talking about Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. See, all that's what we're talking about. That's what needs to be written in our hearts. Matthew 5. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the pulpit on down. Amen. I don't have nothing to do with it. It's Christ the Word. See? We're talking about a living God. We're talking about a risen Christ. Hey, man, that's what we're talking about. Not a God of history, but a God of 2011, May 29th. That's what we're talking about. The living Christ. Hey, man. Praise the living God. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. You got to come in contact with him. Bless his wonderful name. He said, well, the seven thunders. But the seven thunders is the sevenfold manifestation of the word of God revealed. Seven is God, number of completion. And perfect, it means maturity. That's what's happening. That's why we must lay into the presence of the S-O-N. We were told to lay into the presence of the S-O-N. And the presence of the S-O-N is the anointed word of God. Hallelujah. Now it's coming from the, it came from the prophet's ministry, but now it came from God. Amen. Because remember, the lamb went and took the book, tore off the seals, and sent it down to Revelation 10 and 7. But Revelation 10 and 1, Michael, Christ, see, Michael did not open the seals. It was the Lamb that opened the seals. Those different names are very important. I was studying this over 200 and something names of God. And really, it's 16 names of Jehovah. Because you notice the prophet named seven main ones, but then later he named Jehovah Manasseh. That's not in that seven. He named some others. Yeah. So it's really 16. God have many names. But it's his the name shows his manifestation. That's what happens. So it's the fullness, it's the seven thunders. You say, what is it? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Word. So it's the revelation of Jesus Christ in his entirety. Amen. Amen. They say, oh, you're making it so deep. It's not deep, it's really plain. Because remember this morning, Samuel as a little child. The revelation was revealed unto him. The word of the Lord was revealed unto Samuel. Now you tell me this here. I studied an article about a month ago. A 12-year-old young boy, at the age of 3, he was solving 5,000-piece puzzles at the age of 3. He answered a question in an audience of grown-ups. He raised his hand and answered the question. It was a mathematical question. By the time he reached the age 8, he had already taught himself algebra, calculus, physics. At the age 9, he graduated from high school. At age 9. The big college there in India, and I can't think of the name right now, Purdue. Purdue elected him in. He's going to school at 12 now. But at 9, he was teaching other students. At 9 years old, calculus and all these maths. But now at 12 years old, he's still in college, and he already have any job he want. They're already comparing him to be more of a genius than Einstein. They say he's already questioning Einstein's theory. Because they're finding it to be even faster than that. Faster than 34,596,000,000 miles per second. Can't even comprehend that. But Einstein knew with that figure Jesus was able to walk through walls. Hey, man! Because it was a greater figure than that. See, they just give what they think to put it far out of reach, but it really, heaven travels faster than that. That's why the Bible says we should be caught up in a moment. That word moment means atom. That's what it means. When God spake and Adam split. So here, and this 12-year-old is amazing. And he's already proven the theory of evolution. He's proven it wrong. But it's already in the Word of God that it's wrong. Because every seed brings forth of his own kind. So science has only proved that God's word is right. Amen. Remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. They got to fooling around with the human heart. And they found out that God's word is right. They found down in the human heart is a little compartment where the blood cell is. It's the compartment of the soul. That little room. Aren't you glad for that little room? I'll meet you in that little room. Hey, man. I'll write my laws in that little room. He said, in the inward parts, I write my heart. Write my word in your inward parts. That's what he's doing. That's the vision. That's the vision being fulfilled. Writing his law in your inward parts of your heart. Hey, man. Praise the Lord. Remember, they didn't think in that time that a woman could be expecting from two different men at the same time. But God caused it to happen to prove his word. He always vindicated his prophets. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. Praise the Lord. The seven angels appeared. They didn't know what it was. They called it a mysterious cloud. But then they got to searching it out. They realized it was too high to be a rain cloud. It had to be something supernatural. Hey, man. Praise the Lord. They saw the pillar of fire over the prophet's head. They began to search that out. And keep in mind, why did God allow a Roman Catholic and a Jew to develop the picture? I don't know. I'm just asking. But we know it's in the religious hall of arts. The only supernatural being that ever been photographed. They are hanging in the religious hall of arts. God has confirmed his word in every way. All we have to do is walk in the vision. The Lord Jesus Christ said, St. John 5:19, the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doeth. And what doeth the Father, the Son doeth likewise. That's what we're coming to. Pick up your pen and write. Remember, this is the secret. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. I know you've heard this, but let it strike tonight. We've heard it many times, but let it strike tonight. Now, scientists have said, here's scientists again, scientists. They have said that a person have to hear something at least 7 times for it to really click. Now, if God want to, he can quicken it to you the first time. But even scientists discovered that a human must hear it at least 7 times. And then, even though they had church 6 hours in the Bible, Ezra didn't read 6 hours, but he read the word aloud for 3 hours. And then they worship and praise the Lord and confess their sins another 3 hours. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said they begin to meditate on the word and they begin to apply the word because they were so thankful. Because remember, before, they wept, as we said this morning. They wept because they didn't understand. But when it was revealed to them, the priest went along and said, "Why are y'all weeping? This is a time of celebration. It's time to celebrate." Amen. One song said, "This is just a rehearsal. When we get to heaven, we're going to really sing." Amen. I want to close. I want to get ready to close, but I had a lot of notes, but I didn't get to them. But we see that the heavenly host, no doubt, is with us. And we see, praise the Lord, we see that even, praise the Lord, the priest, even the high priest, when they entered into the Holy of Holies, that's the channel again. Because remember, the cross at the brazen altar is there. We must come to the brazen altar, the cross, from 2,000 years ago, to enter into the Holy of Holies. By the blood of Christ, by the cross, we don't just stay there. He's the way, the truth, and the life. See? Praise the Lord. So he's the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what he come to do, bring us right into that channel. It's a channel from the soul. That's where the control tower is, to bring us into that channel. So praise the Lord. So that's what happens. That's why even the type of the feast days, you had the 7 feast days, the Feast of Passover, type Christ. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, type Christ, Leviticus 23. The Feast of First Fruits. But then you had the Feast of Pentecost. At the Feast of Pentecost, there was a long Pentecostal feast through 7 church ages, 7 Sabbaths. But at the end was to be a jubilee. Aren't you glad? Because you had the Feast of the Trumpets, which to Israel, but as the trumpets are to Israel, the seals are to the bride. And how the prophet said in future home, we are now worshiping. Because remember, the Feast of Atonement is Christ. And in this end time, through the opening of the seals, it brought the full word back, which is our Day of Atonement. And what it represents Calvary of 2,000 years ago. That's why it's a rising of the S-O-N. See? It's the effects of Calvary. Without Calvary, we cannot live in the Holy of Holies. Without Calvary, we cannot get in contact with God. The Jews is not going to be another re-killing. But they're going to mourn because they recognize they crucified him 2,000 years ago. And they're going to receive the same message. It's not another killing. It was a spiritual killing because the day that the denomination accepted the creed, instead of the word, they crucify the Son of God afresh, a second time. That's why this generation was indicted. What was it? It's the fullness of the atonement. Christ the Word. The foolish virgins, what happened to them? They did not accept the full atonement. They had part of it, but they didn't go all the way. But we must go all the way to the saving of the soul. Praise the living God. So he writes law on the tables, the fleshly tables of our heart. So what do we see? The seraphims. I'm not going to finish this lesson. But the seraphims, they had a song. They sung, "Holy, holy, holy." In Isaiah 6. The cherubim sung a song in Revelation 4. The 144,000 sung a song in Revelation 14. Those that came out of great tribulation sung a song in Revelation 15. The bride singing her song in Revelation 5. The Lord Jesus Christ, you see, he sung as well. Now in Matthew 11:25, he rejoiced in the Spirit. St. John 13, he worshiped with them and they sung hymns after communion. But now in Hebrews 2:12, he said, I will declare my name among my brethren. I will sing in the congregation. So over there, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to sing. Praise the living God. We all have a song. Amen. Praise the living God. The angels sung. Praise the Lord. So we all have a song. The angels sung, the cherubim sung, the seraphim sung. The 140,000, we all have a song. We have a song the angels can't sing. Amen? Bless his wonderful name. As the musicians come, I'm not finishing. I can't finish it. Can't tell it all in one night. But praise the Lord. You love him? The vision is being made plain. It's made plain. We're the express image. Because we are part of Christ. Jesus Christ, the express image, and we were in that, we're in him. So you love him tonight. We appreciate his amazing grace. And we thank God for all things. And when the word was restored back, they began to worship. That's why King David even danced. Now, one of the brethren I heard said he danced for 17 miles. Now, I don't know how far it was from Obed Edom until where they went. It probably was about 17 miles. The Bible speaks of so many paces. I don't know how far. But they worshiped because the true word, the ark, was being restored back in the camp. And we can worship because the true word is restored back in the camp. Aren't you glad? I'm glad the message has made it home in my heart. That's the covenant. I write my law in your minds and your heart. Amen. So we can worship because we know how to worship. We're not jumping and shouting because someone else is doing it. Not just because I feel the Spirit is moving in my soul. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Bless this one for name. Amen. Praise the living God. You love him? You delivered? As we sing in the key of E minor. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, worthy. Oh, worthy. Hey, man. Hallelujah. Adoration to the Lamb. Amen. That was slain. Do you love the Lamb tonight? Oh, I love the Lamb. Yeah, I love the Lamb. Amen. I love the Lamb. Why don't you stand and give him a wave offering tonight? I love him tonight. Oh, I love the Lamb. Yeah, the Lamb. Oh, hey, man. Holy is that Lamb tonight. Oh, holy. Yeah, holy. Oh. that was slain. Oh, holy. Yeah, holy. Holy the Lamb. He's worthy tonight as we sing it again. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, word. If any soul tonight want to give your heart to the Lord, he's here. Amen. You want to write his law in your heart by his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Was slain. Oh, holy. Oh, holy. Oh, holy is the Lamb. One more time with all your heart. Worthy is the Lamb as our precious brother comes. Oh, worthy.
Come forward. Jesus is the Lamb. Say Jesus. Morning Star voices. Say Jesus is. Oh, Jesus. Hey, hey, Jesus is the Lamb. Yeah. Jesus is the Lamb.
Jesus is the land. Oh, yeah.
Jesus is the land. One more time, say Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Appreciate the word of God tonight.
Amen.
The effects of the vision. How many appreciate Brother Belton tonight? Hallelujah. This has truly been a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Just the word and going forth in power. And I just love the way Brother Belton just brought out some points. And I won't try to take too much time. But he was saying we live in a million miles beneath our privileges. The devil should be bumping into each other, running out of here. And, you know, and as he was talking about that, a little thought hit my head. And I don't know. I know we... A lot of us parents and everything in here. I just want to ask the parents, when your children are acting up or have been acting up, have you ever, I remember when I was a little boy, my mama just gave me the look. So all mama did was just give me the look, and I understood what the look meant. And then there was other times where mama didn't, she might not have looked, but she just kind of point a finger. She'd do like that. Mama never said a word, just. Jesus cast the devil out with the finger of God. We ought to take the same authority that mama used when I was a little child and use that against the devil. Just point at him. I'm tired of living beneath my privileges. Brother, these are the effects of the vision. It brings us back to the spoken word. I'm so glad about it. So glad about it. I was just, you can be seated. You can be seated. We thank God for this group that has come all the way from Canada. Amen. And they were in concert here last night. And I know we have a few other specials that some of the saints wanted to sing, but we wanted to give space, amen, for Morningstar Voices just to do a little bit. And I was hoping that you all would maybe open up with that song, Revelation Song. Amen. If you all would just open up with that, I think that flowed right with the message. Amen. And then from there, however the Lord leads you, we just want to worship the Lord. After the word of God was read there in the Old Testament, then they begin to worship.
Amen.
It's worship time. God bless you, Brother Belton. We appreciate you tonight. The Lord richly bless you.
to come. adore you, Lord. Yes.
Jesus, I adore you.
I adore you. I adore you.
Jesus, I adore you.
If you adore the Lord, let's stand and worship.
I adore you.
He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
worship
I adore you.
Hallelujah.
Continue to worship the Lord with us. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Just wave your hand, everybody. Unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. And we bless you, God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all the praise, of all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody just open your mouth and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just give the Lord a clap of praise in this place. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. How many need the Lord? How many need the Lord more and more each day? Hallelujah. He's here right now to meet your need. Amen. Just open your mouth right now and say, Lord, I need you. Say, God, I need you. Come on, say it like you really mean it. Say, God, I need you. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I know that you hear me sing. Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. Begin to thank God tonight for His Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight. He's worthy of all the praise, of all the glory, and all the honor. Oh, open your mouth and say thank you. Open your mouth and say thank you. Open your mouth and say thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. How many are happy to be in the house of God tonight? Hallelujah. 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 How many have enjoyed the word of God tonight? Hallelujah. How many lives have been transformed by the Holy Spirit tonight? Oh, we bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And even as Brother Timothy sang that special tonight, it was like fire in his bones. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight and say, Lord, you are good. Come on, isn't he good tonight? Put your hands together tonight and say, Lord. Woo! Put your hands together for the Lord tonight. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. Lord, you are good.
And your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good, yes.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever.
Oh, Lord, you are good, say.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever.
Oh,
Lord, you are good, and your mercy
Hallelujah.
Endureth forever.
Come on, people from every nation.
From generation to generation,
come on, we worship.
We worship you.
are good.
You are good.
Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Come on, everybody on this side. Isn't he good? Come on, let your voice be heard. Lift your voice tonight. Woo! Lord, you are good. Come on, say.
Lord, you are good. Have your mercy.
Lord, you are good to me. Say, Lord.
Lord, you are good
and your mercy endures
forever.
Lord, you are good. Say,
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Ooh, Lord, yeah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Come on, people from every nation.
Generation.
Are you ready to worship? Come on, we worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
We worship
for who you are.
We
worship, we
worship. We worship.
A wave offering. Say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Oh, Lord, you are good. Say,
Lord, you are good and your mercy
bless him.
Endures forever.
Come on, say it again. Lord, you are good. Say,
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Come on. People from every nation.
People from every nation.
Generation. Are you ready to worship? We worship.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
We worship.
Hallelujah.
We worship.
We worship you.
For who you are.
Who you are.
Oh, we worship.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
We worship.
We worship.
Hallelujah. Your praise be heard. Praise is seen and it's heard. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God's church is a noisy church. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. So when you begin to worship in a way that's called heresy, hallelujah, people can't understand. But say, God is good. All the time. My God is good. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Woo, so good. Come on, just put your praise. So good, Lord. Yeah. You are good.
You are good.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, Lord.
All the time.
You are good.
You are good.
So good. Dignified, huh?
You are good.
Put your hands up. Lift your hands up. You are good.
You are good.
One more time.
You are good.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes, you are.
All the time.
Woo.
You are good.
So good.
You are good.
Oh.
All
say you're blessed. Now say to yourself, say, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Now turn to the person behind you and say, you're blessed. We are all blessed. Hallelujah, Sister Ruth. Blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. You may have your seats for a moment. Hallelujah. Are you encouraged tonight? Hallelujah. Just turn to somebody and say, be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm encouraged.
I'm encouraged.
I'm encouraged.
I'm encouraged.
In the Lord.
Hey.
The Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah.
And I will be encouraged.
Hey.
When the enemy comes in like a flood,
yeah.
God lifts up a standard.
Hey.
I am encouraged.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord in here. Just give the Lord a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We love to give him praise. We love to worship him. We love to bless his name. Amen. How many want to go back to the heart of worship?
Yeah.
To the very heart of worship. Come on, let's see your hands in the air if you want to go back to the very heart of worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God tonight. Let's just close our eyes as we enter in to the very heart of worship tonight. Hallelujah. More than just a song. Hallelujah. Praise God.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come.
Yes, Lord.
Longing just to bring something that's worth, that will bless your heart.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart.
It's all about you.
I'm sorry.
It's all about Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us, amen. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us, hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many love to praise God?
Amen.
How many love the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just shake somebody's hand, say, God bless you. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Just shake somebody's hand tonight and say, God bless you. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? Let the glory of the Lord.
Let the glory of the Lord.
Let it rise.
Rise among us.
Let the glory of
the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord.
Oh, rise.
Let the praises of our King
arise.
Rise
come
us.
On, let it rise.
Let it rise.
Let the glory of the Lord take.
Let the glory of the Lord
oh,
rise among us.
Let the glory
let the glory of the Lord
rise.
Rise
and let the praises
of our King
oh.
Rise among us. Let it rise.
Let the songs of the Lord.
Let the songs
come on and let it rise.
Rise among us.
Let the songs
let
of the
songs
Lord.
Of the Lord.
Oh.
Rise among us.
Hallelujah.
Let the praises of our King.
Oh, rise.
Rise.
Come
among
on
us.
And let it rise.
Let it rise.
Somebody say, oh, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Let it rise.
Let it rise.
Open your mouth and say, oh, to the Lord. Hey.
Oh.
Let the glory of the Lord.
Let the glory of the Lord.
Come on and let it rise.
Rise among
let the glory
let
of the
glory
Lord.
Let the glory of the Lord.
Oh, rise.
Rise
let
among
the praises
us.
Of.
Let the praises of our King.
Rise.
Rise among us. Let it rise.
Let the songs of the Lord.
Let the songs of the Lord.
Oh, rise.
Rise among
let
us.
The songs
let the songs of the Lord.
Oh, rise.
Rise.
Let the praises of
the praises of our King
oh.
Rise among us, let it rise.
Say oh,
oh.
come. Open your mouth and say, oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Let it run.
Let it run.
Ooh, let it run.
Let it run.
Oh, one more time. Say, oh, to the Lord.
Oh.
It's all right. Just put your hands together tonight. It's all right. We praise them anyhow. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because they were all in one accord. The Holy Ghost came in the room and baptized everyone. They were full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Some thought that they were drunk as they began to shout,
fire, fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, shut up in my bones.
Well, all things are possible to them that believe.
Yeah.
Take God at his word, and you shown up will receive. When the praises go up, you know the blessings coming down. Have faith, throw away your doubt, and begin to shout.
Fire, fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Fire, fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones.
Well, make me walk right.
Walk right.
Make me talk right.
Yes, you will.
Live right.
Yeah.
And live right.
Hallelujah. It was wonderful to be here. Amen. God is worthy of all the praise. Before we leave, let's just continue to walk with God and go all the way. Who wants to go all the way with God? Hallelujah. Let's sing that song all the way. Praise God. The praise that we've experienced in this place. Amen. We want it to continue in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All the way with the Lord. Praise God. So just join in and sing with us. Say all the way.
Go.
say all the way, yeah.
All the way.
I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way.
I'm determined to go all the way.
All the way.
I'm going 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 all the way with the Lord.
Come on, tonight say, I made my decision. Yes,
I made my decision.
And I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way.
I made my decision. Drawn the line and I'm going all the way.
I've
drawn the line.
I'm going all the way.
I've drawn the line.
I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way with the Lord.
As
made my decision. Gotta go all the way. Won't turn back. I'm going all the way. I made my choice. See, I wanna go all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Hey, everybody's singing now.
I'm going all the way.
I made my decision. Choice. Oh, yeah.
I'm going all the way.
Yeah, I'm going all the way. Yes, I am. Come on, one more time, one more time. Everybody singing now.
All the way.
Yeah.
I'm going all the way.
I'm going all the way.
All the way.
Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. How many appreciate Morningstar Voices? We thank you all for coming all the way from Canada to bless our hearts this weekend. Truly, we've been blessed. And my brother David Belton told me years ago, he said, you got to meet the Caprietas. Well, brother David, I met the Caprietas. I met them my style, singing for the Lord. Amen. I've enjoyed you all. God bless you. No, don't go. Don't go. Don't y'all. If y'all don't know me by now, you got to know me by now. I just got to make a few announcements. We're going to say a word of prayer. We saw some people had to leave, but we want to just pray for everybody. We thank God for this, all the things that were done this weekend. Amen. God truly moved in this place. It really moved in this place. And how many can say they've been blessed?
Amen.
Truly been blessed by all that has happened. Amen. We want to ask that you just continue to remember this group in prayer. Remember, amen, the Pastor Jason. Remember Pastor Michael Denty that preached for us and Pastor Belton. Amen. Remember all these in prayer. We want to thank God for everybody that came. Amen. The saints that came with Brother Belton, Brother Timothy. Amen. We thank God for him and his wife. A precious sister also from Green Pond, Sister Deborah. Amen. Appreciate her being here. Amen. And the Teta family, and I don't know, other saints from Canada that we met there today, praise the Lord. I thought they was from Florida. better be careful. We lay claims on you real quick. In the name of Jesus. Y'all want to get away from the blizzard and deal with some of the blizzards that we deal with. So we go to Dairy Queen and we get a blizzard. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for each and every one of you. All the pastors that came out, Brother Smiley, thank you so much for supporting. Amen. The services, we appreciate you. And amen. Just everybody and everything that they've done. My God. Let's just, I wanted to just quickly announce, we, for the saints here in West Palm Beach, surrounding areas. Brother Wesco is going to be having his meetings there in July. Amen. And
He asked that everyone, please, all the young people that's going to go to the banquet dinner, please go online, rapturingfaithtabernacle.org, I believe. Go online and register for the banquet dinner. And during those meetings that weekend, Brother Wesco had a desire to also do a united choir from all the churches. And we're going to have our first rehearsal, I think it's on Saturday, June 19th. I think that's the date. 18th or 19th, June 18th, okay. We're going to have the first rehearsal there at Rapture and Faith Tabernacle. We'll do the rehearsal, and we'll only get two rehearsals in, so everybody that want to be a part of that, please be the rehearsal. Amen. We look forward to just having a wonderful time in the Lord Jesus. So keep that in mind. Amen. And I think that's all that I need to announce. Keep these saints in prayer as they travel to go back home. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you have done here this weekend. All the hurts that were healed. All the, Lord, the people that were delivered and strengthened by what was done and what was said. God, we just appreciate your spirit just being amongst us. And we pray, Lord, that it won't just be something, amen, that stops here in church, but let your anointing go home with us. God, dwell in our lives, that people would see Christ reflected in us. We want to see people healed like they were in the Bible days. Just by the shadow of Peter, people were healed. We want you to be so manifested in us, Lord, that you repeat in Bible days all over again. We ask that you bless each church that was represented in these meetings, those that would hear this on tape, Lord, on internet, wherever they would hear it, we ask that you would bless them as well. And God, we just trust that you would strengthen each one. The sacrifices that were made, restore back to your people 100-fold. And Father, we just say we love you, we glorify you, we honor you, we bless you for all that you have done. Go with us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. Keep us until we're able to meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for all the help from Spirit and Truth, all the sisters cooking and serving and cleaning and everything that you did. God richly bless you. Amen. Every dollar that was given towards this, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We really, really, really appreciate you. Amen. So I think we should sing something as we leave. I don't know what to sing. Amen. Did I hear something? A request? Anybody got a request? I see a hand up back there. Okay, we can do that. Yeah, Brother Michael can do that as y'all leaving. Amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor he's able. Hallelujah. He is able. My God, my God. I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. We'll do it again. I searched all over. Say, I searched
all over.
Couldn't find
nobody.
I looked high.
Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Hey.
Nobody greater than you.
Oh, nobody greater. Say
nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
I couldn't find. I said I couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
No, no, nobody. No, no, nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Yeah.
Nobody greater than you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody greater.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody greater. Yeah. Nobody greater than you.
God Almighty. Come on, lift your voice and say it right now. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, nobody greater than Jesus. Nobody greater than you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you, you are welcome to be dismissed. We're not trying to hold y'all here. We're not trying to keep y'all here. You're welcome to leave. You are welcome to leave if you want to leave. But if y'all keep sitting there, y'all going to make us keep singing. Keep singing. All right, I heard Brother Perry playing something else back there. He had something else going. You can start it again. We'll go back to it. You got something you're going to sing? All right.
I will never forget this man named Jesus. He died for you and me on Calvary. He paid the price, so I am free for life, and which we call a sacrifice. After the story, there were miracles that people never had. There was love beyond compare. That's how he showed that he cared. He proved it with his eyes. Cried for me. He proved it with his knees. He prayed for me. So I present my body as a living sacrifice. I am.
God bless you all. God bless you all. Amen. Are you free?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just shake somebody's hand. Say, I'm free. Amen. God bless you. It was wonderful to be here. God bless you all. Amen.
My.